You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. This was Paul writing to Timothy, and he said, I have fought the good fight. Brethren, what kind of fight are you fighting? Whether you like it or not, everybody is fighting for something. There are people today in hospital who are fighting for their lives. There are people today who are fighting for food. There are people today who are fighting for economic survival. Some are fighting their opponents. The question is, what are you fighting for? For those who are in the hospital fighting for life, it is our prayer that they will receive health in the name of Jesus. But brethren, what exactly are you fighting for in this life? What is it that is consuming your resources, that is consuming your time, that is consuming your thoughts? What are you fighting for? Some people are fighting to build a house. Some people are fighting hard to buy a car. Some people are fighting hard to have documents to live in another country. But he said, I have fought the good fight. There is a fight that is good. You know, generally speaking, when you hear fight, you say, no. Fighting is not good. But there is a fight that is good. It was that fight that Paul fought that made us to have these epistles today. Imagine if we don't have the writings of Paul today. Indeed, he fought a good fight. Did you know that we don't know the people that Paul healed? Even the young man that fell down and died and then Paul raised back to life, did you know he did? He doesn't make anything to us today. That's why it's a waste of time, really, that you will sit down and be talking about the miraculous move that happened through a man of God in 1912. How does that affect me? What does that do to me? But the teaching of the word of God is eternal. So the documentation that he made for us through the epistle is what is a guiding light to the church today. These miracles, healings, handkerchief, all of that, they are not doing anything for us today. We were not there. We didn't see it. We don't know them. They are all dead. But the living word of God, that is still ministering to us today. What are you laboring for? I see preachers today. All they are laboring for is to be able to carry crutches. Nothing. After that, what else? The truth is, you must fight a good fight. I pray you will not choose a wrong fight. You see, one of the things the Lord helped me to realize very early is that there are a lot of things I can fight, but I should choose the right fight. In my early days in life, I have the attribute of an activist. In fact, I had started writing articles in the newspaper. And you know, many people will be hailing me. I say, yes, he's fighting for human rights. And the Lord told me, he said, let the dead bury their dead. There are people who will be human rights activists. It's not you. You go and preach the kingdom of God. You must, in this life, there is fight, but you must choose your fight. Paul chose his own fight and fought a good fight. He also said he finished his race. His own race, not your race. He ran his own race. He said, I have also kept the faith. He never denied the true gospel of Jesus. He never began to preach money. And in his old age, he began to preach error. That was not Paul. Till he died, he preached the gospel of Christ. And he was sure of where he was going and that he would receive a crown of righteousness. But he also added, to all also who loved his appearing. Do you love the coming of Christ? Or anytime they talk about the coming of Jesus, you are afraid. Did you know that a genuine believer will actually love the appearing of Christ? How many brides will not be happy when they say, your groom is now coming? I pray that you will love his appearing in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.